Hey, Falcons fans, thank you for joining us again for Falcons Film Session presented by State Farm. What an awesome game that was on Sunday. The Falcons came out and prevailed, took those Saints to the shed. So it's also a great week for our Falcons. This week, I usually do two plays, but because there were so many great plays, I got three plays this week. The first one we're going to start with is the Eric Weems touchdown early, late in the second quarter. And what happens here is a shovel pass to Weems, who is here. But everything that goes along with it, Matt goes here like he's going to run the stretch, and they usually run this play a lot near the goal line, but everybody has to sell it. What's going to happen is Blaylock's going to pull around. He's going to kick out this linebacker. As he kicks out the linebacker, it leaves nobody in the middle of the field where Weems sneaks underneath and catches the football. But the thing to recognize here is you got man coverage here, and you see the defensive back here. He has man coverage on Weems here. As the ball is snapped, he is so infatuated with Harry coming inside, he takes his eyes off Weems, and that leaves a gaping hole right here in the middle. So as the play starts, you can see, now look at his eyes. Look at his eyes. His eyes immediately go inside. Weems is already coming inside, and a good sale by Matt, making it look like it's going to be sprint out. Makes it look like sprint out. Quiz is making it look like sprint out. They got three guys over here to cover one, two for the Falcons. Leaves a big gaping hole. And you can see Blaylock here coming around to get this linebacker. Schrader's already up on this linebacker. And now you got a big hole for Weems to come through. And here's his man who should have Weems, but his eyes are inside. So he should be here, but he's not, which opens up a huge hole for Weems. And it's a walk-in touchdown before the Saints could even know it. Once again, great creativity by Dirk Koetter in the red zone. Finding ways to get touchdowns, not field goals, especially in a game like this where you need touchdowns. Great creative play call by Dirk Koetter. All right, Falcons fans, the next play I'm going to show you is the big third down play. It's a sack fumble by Lowry, but there are a lot of things that go into pass protection. And what I mean by this, first off, it's 3rd and 5. Big down here in this game. They're in field goal range already, so they got a chance to get a field goal. It's 7-6 right now, put them up by 4 points. In protection, usually the quarterback, you ever see him walk to the line of scrimmage, they point out the mic. They're telling the line, as well as the running backs, we got the 4-down lineman and the mic linebacker. So that's telling the running back, anybody else blitzes, that's your guy. And here in this protection, the Falcons have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 defensive linemen and the middle linebacker right here, which makes 5. We all know the offensive line consists of 5 players. So they have 5 guys to pick up the 5 defensive rushers. Now, the 6 guys are running back. Now, he has everybody else in protection. So that means if Lowry blitzes, this is his man. What happens here is he gets caught up in the fray and tries to get out and doesn't see Lowry come off the edge. Now, once he gets caught up in the fray up here, Lowry does an outstanding job of noticing, I know he has me in protection, so I have to get in and what we call an add-on blitz. He adds on, and Drew Brees thinks he's picked up. He should be picked up, but he's not. So as you can see, as the play gets going, the Falcons, 5-on-5. The Saints do a good job of picking it up. You see Ingram looking inside. There's no reason for him to be looking inside. His man is out here. Now, the good thing about Lowry is he sees him inside, so he takes off and what we say, add-on blitz. He adds on. Drew Brees thinks he's protected. Now we get the sack fumble. And now it's the running back's fault on 3rd and 5. The Saints are pushed out of field goal range. Just a great job of Lowry understanding protection, understand what the running back's supposed to do. And he didn't do it. So a good job of adding on with a good blitz, 3rd and 5. Great job by the Falcons defense. All right, I just showed you how not to pick up a blitz. Now I'm going to show you the exact same play on the other side. Same situation, 3rd down, same down and distance as well. You see it's 3rd and 5. Falcons about to be in field goal range. Same protection. You got 1, 2, 3. Here's the middle linebacker. 4, 5 guys down blitzing against the Falcons. You got 5 offensive linemen. Here's your running back. He has eyes on him. Matt has already pointed out. Here's the mic. Now the 4-down linemen are accounted for and the mic by the offensive line. So now Quiz knows I have to pick up anybody else. So anybody else blitzing, it can be this guy, it can be this guy, it can be the safety, whoever it is, that's the extra guy for Quiz. So as the play starts, the The Saints, they bring five. And here's the add-on guy. Just like Lowry did last time, here's the add-on guy, but here's Quiz. He doesn't worry about getting out. He worries about protection more than anything. And you're going to see him step up, make the block here, and give Matt time to hit Roddy on this completion and pick up the first down. Step up. Nice pickup blitz. Now Roddy picks up the first down. And there's the difference between good pass protection versus bad pass protection. The Falcons did their job. Quiz did a good job of understanding the protection, understanding where guys are coming from. So a great job of picking up a first down and leads to another big, big touchdown in the ball game. So great win. Great job by the Falcons. Offense, defense. Defense played outstanding. Looking forward to another win next week and head to the playoffs. Go Falcons. And this is Falcons Film Session presented by State Farm.